Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to the Friendly Sisterly Advice Podcast. I am Yvonne, your host, and thank you for joining me for episode 4. So in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the power of silence and how we can send the loudest message. Okay, we're going to break it down into two parts. We'll talk about being silent when you are angry or upset, and then we'll talk about being silent when a situation deserves no more of your time and energy. So let's get right into it. So, being silent when you are angry. I don't have a bad temper, but I like to describe my temper as a firework, right? So it's explosive, but it doesn't last very long. Now, don't mistake being angry for being hurt. There's a difference, and sometimes they do happen together, but for me personally, when I'm hurt, like when someone actually hurts me, I can like very well never speak to them again. That's different from being angry. Being angry, I just need to cool off. But being hurt, that's deep. That's different. So we're talking about anger, being furious, being, you know, livid, just being angry. Now, the reason why I say you should be silent when you're angry is because usually anger is never permanent, right? It comes and goes. Like, you can be angry for an hour, a couple hours a day, a few days, but usually, like, the more time that passes, the less angry we feel. And sometimes that anger turns into hurt. Sometimes it just disappears and you're just not angry anymore. You're like, oh, you know, but the other thing is, when you're angry, the things you say, the things you do, you can't take them back. So after you've said all these mean, horrible things, or you've reacted out of anger, and then what happens when you're not angry anymore? You know, depending on how extreme your behavior is, usually you can't take those things back. You can't undo what you did. You can't unsay what you said. The person that you said it to, they can't unhear the things that you said. So it's done, you know? And why put yourself through that? Because either you're too proud to apologize, or, you know, you're apologizing and the person isn't willing to accept it. And why should they? So I feel like anger is a very powerful thing, and it's very dangerous, okay? And also, maybe it's just me, but every time in, like, a heated situation, every time I say something, I end up, like, regretting it or wishing I had said something different. Do you ever get into, like, conversations with yourself in the shower, thinking about, like, past fights you've had, maybe, like, recently or, like, 10 years ago, and you're like, damn, I should have said this and I should have said that. Like, when they said this, I should have come back with that. Like, you know, I do that. I hope I'm not the only one that does that, but we always do that. And it might feel, I feel like anger is such a strong feeling. It's such a strong emotion that we just impulsively just say things, like we don't even think about it. And even if we do think about it, we truly believe in that moment that that's how we're feeling. But you have to stop and consider, maybe I won't feel like this in a week. Maybe I won't feel like this in a month. Maybe I won't feel like this in like 30 minutes. So maybe I shouldn't say, no matter how strongly you feel that you need to say those things. Now, I'm not saying you should, like, always turn the other cheek, you know? I'm not saying, like, oh, like, don't defend yourself or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, put some restraint on your words and on your actions. That's the least you can do. Even if you don't want to stay silent, because I know that that's incredibly hard, especially if you're being yelled at or if the other person is attacking you or coming at you, and you're getting angry, I understand, like, silence is, like, the hardest thing. Bitch, I wouldn't be silent, you know, but I've learned to put some restraint, or, you know, just remain calm no matter how heated I'm feeling, because you never want to act irrational. You never want to act, for lack of a better term, crazy. We all know I hate that word, but let's just say it. You never want to seem crazy. And have you ever, you should try this. if you're in an argument or, you know, someone's angry at you or you're both angry in a heated situation and they're shouting, you know what would drive them absolutely crazy? And I think I've mentioned this in an earlier podcast, is staying calm and chill. Just be chill. Like, they're shouting and you're just chill. Like, they're going to be like, what a fucking bitch. It's gonna drive them crazy. And it's going to make everyone, if it's in a public situation, if there are other people around watching, those people are also going to think that that person that's shouting is crazy. Now, if you're both shouting, they're just going to think you're both crazy, whatever. But if one person is shouting and the other one's like, okay, like, you need to take it down a few levels and let's have a conversation, the other person is going to feel stupid. They are. They really are. I've been there when I'm shouting and someone else is quiet. I've also been quiet when someone else is shouting. Trust me. If you're the one that's calm and keeping a level head, the other person is going to feel stupid. I've done it. I've practiced. I've tried it on different people. It works. So do that. You know, and you can send across a clear message and you can send across a very, very mean message by being silent. Trust me, this works. Okay? Because knowledge is power, right? So the more you tell the other person what you're thinking, the more power they have over the situation, the more control they have over the situation. Because if you keep that to yourself, then you know how you're feeling. And you also know how they're feeling because all they do is talk. And they're just like, blah, 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 blah. And you're just like taking data points and learning and, you know, growing your knowledge. And they're just blah, 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 just talking. And you're silent. Not only are you knowing everything they're thinking and everything they're feeling, they also have no idea how you're thinking and how you're feeling. Now, I'm not saying this to try to get you to manipulate people or to try to play games. It's just a matter of, you should only let people know what you want them to know, right? So if you're talking out of anger and if you're just saying everything that comes to your head, you're not controlling yourself. You're not controlling what you're saying. You're not controlling what they know. So they know everything. You don't need them to know everything because you need to maintain control of yourself and of the situation. You tell them what you want them to know. You present yourself to them how you want them to see you. You know, because believe it or not, the amount of respect a person is going to have for you is going to be related to how much they know about you. It's going to be related to what you've let them know, what you've shown them about yourself, the knowledge that you've given to them. Because like I said, knowledge is power. The less you say, the less you show, the less information you give, the more control you have. And don't you want to have ultimate control over your life? I do, okay? So let's, you know, talking so much is so simple. Like, it's such a simple bitch move. Like, just talking and talking. Like, how about we be strategic? How about we be complex beings? How about we be complicated? How about we be, you know, mysterious? That's cute. That's cool. I like a mysterious person. I want to be a mysterious person. And so you should decide, what do I want this person to know? How do I want this person to receive me? How do I want this person to respect me? And that way, you'll give them the information that you want to give them while keeping to yourself the information that you want to keep. If you're hurt, if you're mad, they don't have to know you're hurt or mad. If you don't want them to know that, you have to behave as though you're not, right? People like to say communication is key and it's important to communicate. And while I don't completely disagree with that, you can communicate as much as you want. But if the other person is not willing to understand, if they're not willing to receive what you're saying the way you intended it, then it's useless. And it goes both ways, right? Because I feel like these days a lot of people only communicate a lot of people only listen to respond. They don't listen to understand. They don't want to understand what you're saying. They're just listening. So they're coming up with ammunition and they're coming up with their own response so they can hit back. They can, you know, strike back immediately. They're not really trying to understand. So I want you to challenge yourself as well. You know, as you go through life, whenever you come upon these situations, try to, when someone is talking, try to understand what they're saying, not just, you know, listening to what they're saying so you can have a quick, you know, clever response, or you can come back, you can clap back, whatever. Try to understand what they're saying. If you don't understand, try to explain to them why you don't understand and see if they're willing to productively communicate with you. If not, then, you know, what's the point? You're not being adults in the situation and nothing is getting resolved because no one's really listening, okay? Communication is key, but each party has to be willing to listen. So, to recap, be silent when you're angry. Take the time, go away from the situation. Just take a walk, step away, think about it. Think about what your goal is. Do you want to win? Or do you want to be happy? Because honestly, in most cases, it's either one or the other. If you just want to be happy, you have to figure out a way to get there. And if you want to win, which I bet you do, you also have to figure out a way to get there. Tell people only what you want them to know. That will help you maintain control of yourself, of the situation, of how you are received. And ultimately, I think it'll make you feel better about shitty situations, because what keeps happening in life? Shitty situations. So once you learn to control yourself when you're angry, I think you'll be better off. Okay, guys. Let's talk about being silent when a situation no longer deserves your time and energy. Now, we're going to talk about dating for a little bit, because a lot of times when I find myself in situations like these, usually a boy is involved. And notice that I said boy, not man, a boy. When was the last time that someone broke up with you? Or is it just me that has this... At one point last year, I was like, please just break up with me. I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, but I have dated, right? And, you know, never got to the level of, okay, we're in a relationship. But then, you know, you date a guy for a few weeks, and then he just disappears. He ghosts, or he does a slow fade, or he breadcrumbs. And I'm like, huh. You know, and honestly, the amount of time this thing happens to me, at some point I have to question, like, am I the problem? Although I don't think so, not completely. I think that I, in the past, have been finding guys to date in all the wrong places, i.e. Tinder, Bumble, Hinge. I don't know. I mean, some people really like those apps, and I tried them. I did them for months in 2019. Nothing ever came of it. The guys on there are, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Because I was a girl on there, so I can't even talk trash about the guys on there. But let's talk about disappearing and silence and ghosting. It almost, like, I would rather have a guy just dump me. Just be like, yeah, I'm not into you, bye. Or I'm not feeling this, or you did this or that, and I don't want to fuck with you anymore. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Like, bye. I would rather have that than the silence. Because what my brain does, I don't know if your brain does this too, but my brain, it does this thing where it, like, makes excuses, right? All of a sudden, Yvonne's like, you know, maybe he got on a flight and the flight crashed and now they're on a deserted island and he has to swim back to the U.S. Maybe that's why he hasn't texted me in 5 days. Like, what? You know, what? Or it's like, maybe his phone fell in the toilet and now he has to, like, you know, take the phone to a repair shop and the repair shop takes a couple... Girl, stop, okay? When our situation no longer requires your energy, this can apply to a lot of different things, and I'm going to talk about dating first because that's the closest to my heart. I'm not here to give you dating advice. Honestly, if I had dating advice to give, I'd probably take that advice first. So let's not even talk about that. Let's talk about silence and how powerful it can be. Because all of a sudden, a guy that you barely even liked, like you were just like, I guess we'll see type of guy. And now he's like gone quiet and you're like, where is he? Why hasn't he texted me all week? You know, like, so I've taken this situation that keeps happening to me and I've reversed it. Okay. I will only put my effort and my energy into things that are worth it. And this is hard because sometimes you want to prove a point, or, you know, you just, it's like when you run towards something, that thing runs away. Have you noticed that? Like, it's like when you want something so bad, that thing just seems farther away. People can sense desperation. They can. So make sure that you're not giving off that vibe ever, whether it's with a boy, whether it's with a job interview. You know, before you go into high stakes situations, have a conversation with yourself that you will be fine either way. Whether it goes your way or not, you will be fine, completely fine, because you've lived your whole life without this thing, without this job, without this person, without this money or whatever it is that you're wanting. So what makes you think you won't be okay? You will. You know, it will be hard, but let's just not give off a desperate vibe, okay? So whenever I'm talking to someone romantically, like relationship wise, and they, you know, we always want closure so bad, but sometimes you really have to walk away. You do. Let them wonder what you're thinking. Let them wonder where you are. Listen, even if you think that, oh, like you haven't heard from them in a few days and you've texted them a couple times with no response, just stop immediately. Like, just stop. I know it's hard to be like, oh, well, what's the point? I already, you know, just stop. Okay? Reverse, let the situation reverse itself. And even if you can't win at that point, and I'm talking about stupid boys. I'm not talking about someone that you've been dating for 5 years. I'm talking about stupid Tinder fuckboys, okay? If you're in a serious relationship or you're married, please don't take this advice, because obviously you guys have built something. I'm talking about people who didn't even take the time to invest in you, who didn't invest time or energy, or who are making you feel like you're like gum stuck on the bottom of their shoe that they're desperately trying to get rid of. Okay, don't invest in someone, in a situation, in a job, in anything more than that thing is investing in you. Don't commit to something that's not committed to you. Don't give your energy to something that's not giving any energy to you. Energy is currency, babe. You have to realize this. My relationship guru, Shalon Lester, you guys should check her out. Her podcast is Girl on Top. She says, energy is currency, okay? Period. So will you spend your money? Will you throw your money at a boy? Like, here's $500, throw. Here's $2,000, just, you know, fling it at him. No. You know you won't. So why are you throwing your energy at someone if they're not returning? Now, if they are investing as much as you are, if they are giving you that attention, if they are reciprocating, and not like if they are taking initiative, yes, but once your energy is not matched, once they're not matching your energy, silence. Just walk away. You know, walk away, even if it's just to see how they respond. And you take that. You take that response, and that is what it is. If you don't text him for a week and he's not like, hey, haven't heard from you, if he doesn't put in any effort or try to, you know, see how you're doing, or if he just does, then that's it. You know, don't go text him. And then he responds, he's like, sorry, busy. And you're like, oh, thank God. Like, he responded, like, girl, what? You know, or don't, you know, just let it come to you. and match the energy that is being given to you. And don't waste your time and don't waste your energy. If the energy, if the amount of effort that someone is putting into you is so minuscule, it doesn't even deserve a response. Like, he, when he's a whole clown, like when that boy is just a whole clown, just like a dusty dude, just walk away. And you know how you can really achieve this? You know how you can really get good at this? Is knowing your worth and loving yourself. Because I have been on this journey to self-love and it's been really amazing. Guys, you need to do this. Try dating yourself. Date yourself for a few months. Like, just you. That goal that you've been trying to achieve, spend all your time and energy achieving it, working towards it. Every day, do something that gets you a little bit closer to that goal. Leave all these things. What will be yours will be yours. Just be quiet. Just leave it alone. Just walk away. It is the hardest thing to do, and it's incredibly difficult. It's because a lot of times we want closure and we want things to be tied up in a pretty little bow. The only bow you should be after is your peace of mind. Don't get yourself into situations that are not serving you. Because I was thinking about this the other day. I had watched a YouTube video and this girl was talking about, you know, dating someone that makes your life better. And I realized, I don't think I've ever dated someone that genuinely made my life better. I think even like with friendships, that like my past friendships, my current friendship that I keep for sure. But I was just thinking about even past friendships, past relationships. None of those things added any value to my life. And I'm glad that they're not in my life anymore, because it's just like, you know, I just want to be in situations that serve me. I want to date someone that's adding something, not taking away, my peace of mind, not taking away my sanity, none of that. I want to have people in my life that are making it better. But first, I have to make my life good on its own. Like, I want to have an amazing life so that when someone comes and interrupts my space, interrupts my peace of mind, interrupts my amazing life, I can just be like, whoa. Like, I was amazing and now I'm not. And what has happened between me being amazing and me being not so amazing is you. You need to go. And you just silently walk away. You're like, I was doing great and you showed up and now I'm upset. I'm thinking, I'm worrying, I'm checking my phone. You need to go. You know, and you don't even have to tell them that they need to go. Because what did Billie Eilish say? Show, never tell. Okay? Just, and I've made this mistake so many times. Sometimes thinking back to the things I've done, I just cringe so hard. But growth is an amazing thing. It's like, I don't need to tell you that I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm just going to not talk to you anymore. That's it. But, you know, don't be an asshole, right? Because I will never do those things unprovoked, which is what those Tinder fuckboys do. Just like one day they're like, oh, like, I'm so glad I'm getting to know you. And then the next day it's like they're gone. We didn't have a fight. Nothing. They just left. And I'm like, huh, okay. You know, I would never do that. Don't do that. You know, everything is situational. Now, if you've been friends with someone for like more than a month, more than 2 months, if you've been dating someone, I mean, you have to assess the situation and see whether it deserves an explanation or not. If you feel the need to explain, listen, don't explain hoping that they'll convince you to change your mind. Explain because maybe you respect them enough to want to give them an explanation. And if not, then you just don't, then just go. If they've been shitty to you and they've caused you your happiness, your peace of mind, your energy, and you just need it to be done, just quietly leave. It's hard. We want closure. We want things to be done. But you are in control. You control the situation. You call the shots. This is your life. You're the main character. to run the show. You know? Get your life to be independently so amazing that when someone comes in and they're like causing you stress, you're like, whoa, I was doing great, sweetie, and I'm gonna keep doing great. And right now, the only reason why I'm not as great as I was is you. So, bye. Period. Period. Did I stutter? No. It's just as simple as that. That's all there is to it. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. This is episode 4. I'm really liking doing this. I think I'm really getting into the flow of things. I will appreciate your feedback. You can message me on Instagram, leave a comment, leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you enjoyed it, you know. I got my first review and I am so happy. Thank you guys so much for your support. Follow me on Instagram at Friendly Sisterly Advice and listen to this podcast everywhere podcasts are available. And like I always say, be kind to one another and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Bye.